Now, the consort of this goddess is Shiva, probably the oldest worshipped divinity now extant. He is the lord of the lingam. That is to say, he is the symbol of the procreating god. And he is shown in some later images in two forms, simultaneously. The goddess, who is our mother, is seated upon him. And he is in two forms beneath her, one form turned away and another turned toward her. The form turned toward her has his eyes open, and that is properly Shiva. The form turned away has the eyes closed, and that form is called Shava, the corpse. The one turned away has absorbed both Shiva and Shakti back into himself. The two that we see are projections from that one. Now, these represent the two attitudes of yoga. One may have the yoga of world quitting, leaving the world, as they say in the Upanishads, the way of the fire, of the flame of the fire, which carries us to the sun door, and through the sun door, out. Or, in contrast to that, the ever-returning father principle, fathering the world, returning, 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 the way of smoke, which leads us to the moon, which dies and is resurrected, dies and is resurrected. There are two images of eternal life. One is the image of eternally recurring, eternally returning, and the other is the passage out of this returning round altogether. The way of smoke and the moon coming and going, coming and going, or the way of the flame, the sun door, and exit. Shiva, in the attitude of the lingam, represents the returning principle, the world preserving, the world creating, the world generating principle. In his other attitude as yogi, and he is the lord of yoga, covered with ashes, with matted locks, unkempt hair, his garlands being serpent garlands, drinking from a skull, with his trident in hand, concentrated deeply in yoga, quitting the world, canceling the force of Maya, he represents that other attitude. These two divinities, Shiva and his Shakti, are certainly the prime divinities of India, and their history goes way, way back. Another form of a much more genial sort is Vishnu. The principal representation of Vishnu is as a human form reclining on a serpent, this serpent's name being Ananta, which means unending. It is a serpent of seven heads, and it is floating on the cosmic ocean, that symbol of the world energy out of which all proceeds, the ocean of the first verse of the Bible. The water, the serpent, and the human form reclining on it are equivalent figures in elemental, animal, and human form, respectively, but they all symbolize that dark source out of which all comes. Now, one may think of that source as the bottom of a pond, and then one may think of a lotus coming up through the waters of that pond and opening on the surface. So it is in the Vishnu image. Vishnu there is dreaming. He is dreaming the dream of the world. He is dreaming his own Maya world. And it emerges from his navel in the form of a lotus. Now, this lotus is the symbol of the universe itself as divinely given. The word lotus, Padma, is the name of a goddess, Padma. And she is the consort of Vishnu. Originally, undoubtedly, she was that lotus herself. She is the world. Her womb is the lotus of the world, within which all beings are. But with the patriarchal emphasis of the later Indian tradition, she was removed from the lotus. And you see her in the images now as the good Indian wife massaging her sleeping husband's foot. But there's a little secret there. It's that massage which is stimulating the dream. She's still Shakti. And what is he dreaming about? Her. But instead of having her on the lotus, there is now put this masculine god, who is actually a rather late invention, Brahma. There he sits, with his four faces facing the four directions, imagining that he is creating the world. These then are the three deities. Brahma, who is the creator in the light world, he is all light and radiance. Vishnu, the dreamer of the cosmic dream. And just as all the figures in your dream are aspects and portions of yourself, so are we, as figures in Vishnu's dream, aspects or portions of Vishnu. We are all identical in Vishnu, and the goal of our yoga is going to be to realize ourselves in that identity. And then there is Shiva in his form as the lingam in relation to the goddess, Shiva Shakti, or as the yogi. Now next week, I'm hoping to have some slides showing Indian art, and I want to develop the themes of Indian iconology from that, and there will be Shiva there in another aspect, Shiva the dancer, and I'll save that little elucidation for next week.